People in Afghanistan may host foreign troops, but many shun foreign influence, and they're deciding what they think about rap music. It's played by a homegrown music star. He raps in Dari, one of Afghanistan's languages, and his bootleg CDs fly off the shelves. But this is still considered Western music, and many of the country's religious leaders view this rapper, Behzhan Zafarmel, as a traitor. They see him as part of a cultural invasion. NPR's Saraya Sarhadi Nelson reports from Kabul.
On this afternoon at Kabul's medical school, Behzhan Zafarmal's crew forgot his music. But no matter, Behzhan, wearing white and black camouflage and a baseball cap, starts rapping a cappella. The graduating doctors go wild. The song is one of Behzhan's newer ones, and quite political by Afghan standards. At a friend's home in Kabul, Behzhan sings more of the song about youth being fed up with politics and ineffective government. He raps, "We respect our ancestors, but it's our turn to rule." Behzhan, who is 28 and now a German citizen, says he's not looking to start a revolution, yet he wants to be revolutionary. The son of a former Afghan diplomat, he says he's determined to give something back to his people. That's something he complains other Afghan singers living abroad rarely do. He wants to start a before and after school program for 1,000 children. He wants to hand out free blankets to the homeless. But he also wants money. Behzhan doesn't have a recording contract yet. Live performances, TV, radio, and internet are his venues. The day after his songs air, thousands of bootlegged CDs are cut and sold across Afghanistan for under $1 a pop, of which he gets nothing.
But I don't want to bring out my CD only for Afghanistan. I want to bring it international. I don't want to sell it for 60 Afghanis. I want to sell it for $24. You know, that's why I'm waiting.
So far, he's waited 2 years. During that time, the artist who draws inspiration from American rappers 50 Cent and the late Tupac Shakur developed a huge following. This song, a remake entitled Black Eyes, is by far the Afghan favorite. Behzhan sings it with fellow Afghan Aris Parviz. It's about a guy who suspects the object of his affection has fallen for another man. He imagines her black eyes and curls beneath the opaque head-to-toe burqa. Lyrics that senior Afghan judge Sadiq Muslim says makes Behzhan a danger to Afghan society.
I see it as an imposition of an alien culture on our culture.
Muslim claims what Behzhan does is as bad as prostitution. At the medical university where Behzhan performed, student Mirwais Bahich agrees that rap doesn't belong in Afghanistan.
That is not a suitable kind of music for our culture, because we have other things here.
Behzhan says, contrary to what his critics say, he's careful not to breach social and religious boundaries, but he's adamant that Afghanistan must modernize. He says his rap can help.
If you really hear this music, it goes on your blood. And I think hip-hop is like a story what the Afghan people needed right now.
It's a story his fans say they want him to keep telling. And Behzhan says that critics or not, he will keep rapping Afghan style. Saraya Sarhadi Nelson, NPR News, Kabul.
NPR's Najib Sharifi contributed to this report.